Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My allegory of Under the Skin that I was just covering, if you just joined us, to real life, I'm not saying that's real life, where the New York Times says that I think interdimensional spiders actually exist, is that I hate people that lure innocents and that deceive them and prey on them. And the fact that they enjoy doing it. I hate psychopaths that are sadists on top of it. There's some psychopaths that just don't care about people, but a lot of them really enjoy hurting innocents, and I just want to kill them. I mean, I'll be quite honest with you. I want to get in a cage with them. They get a baseball bat, I get one, and I want to show them what free humanity can do. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I don't like killing people. I don't like violence, but when it comes to them, I want to extinguish them. I want to stomp their head in. People that attack innocents, I want to kill them. And, I mean, that's really what I'm saying. That's what it comes down to. It's that simple. And people go, oh, my God. Man, that's normal, ladies and gentlemen. That's a normal instinct. Let's go to Michael in California. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm all right, brother.
My question is, I found when I'm talking with people generally day-to-day and I'm trying to convince them about realities of the NWO or elite establishment or quote-unquote conspiracies, if I'm calm and reasoned and unemotional, it's almost like it just glazes over them, and because you're not intense, they don't even listen to you.
I was about to say, I didn't do this on purpose to break people out of their trance, but the obnoxiousness is what gets through the trance. We need to be aggressive. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, and then alternatively, if I'm loud and direct and in their face, they listen, but they put up an even stronger wall of denial.
But they later wake up. I don't agree with that. Go ahead.
Okay. I guess I don't.
Okay, well, tell me, what works for you? What works for you?
I haven't found anything that works, and that's what I'm afraid of, that nobody is being reached.
Well, you're in a main mind control testing base. What are you, in Los Angeles?
In California. No, San Diego. Yeah. A lot of military people, and definitely one of the main strongholds.
Yeah, of the fake conservative groups. You know what? They'll wake up later. A lot of it is they don't feel powerful. They can't even balance their checkbook, or they're wanting to just go on vacation, or they're wanting a better-looking boyfriend or girlfriend. So they hear you talking about this stuff, and they don't think of that as their realm. They don't know that they're living in the fake TV, fake matrix, and think that's real, and think you're telling them about some dirty garage to go clean out. They don't know you're saying, come out of the matrix, see the universe, be free, energize yourself. You have no idea what's waiting for you. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Well, God bless you, brother. Good to hear from you. Brian in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I can really relate to what Michael was saying. And I was actually going to kind of talk about like a Christian perspective and how it's really frustrating for me to see so many fellow Christians in my church and even my family be so naive to the deception. And I'm just wondering, like, have you seen over the years, like, the church community start to wake up more? And what's it going to take for the churches to become proactive?
That's a very important question. Most big churches get faith-based initiative money the last 8 years, 10 years or so, and or they've been approached by the FBI and been knighted into the clergy response team InfraGuard subunit and have been told they're now secret agents under national security. Most doctors have been approached, most psychiatrists, most prominent counselors have been at least approached, and most of them haven't got into it. And then you even get money a lot of times to be part of it. And so most of your big preachers now, I mean, if a guy has 600 people at his church, they've been approached by the FBI. They got 5,000. You know, you can hear, do what the government says. It's of the Lord. Don't try to affect the world. Just pray to Jesus. You know, take the chip. The Lord is here. The Lord is here. Let the state have your children. Don't go protest abortion. You know, do what's required of you. These are government entities. These are state-run churches. So that's to answer your question.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking our hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Attention men suffering from ED. My name is Matt Cook, and I hated the humiliation and embarrassment of ED. I couldn't stand disappointing my wife anymore. Then I discovered this strange exercise that makes ED go away. I made you this new video at quickedfix.com showing you how easy it is to fix ED better than pills. Now my wife and I are like newlyweds again thanks to this strange exercise that fixed my ED better than pills, and it works for almost all men who try it.
My half of our love life is better than anything I've ever experienced before.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
But warning, the drug companies dread my strange exercise because it fixes ED better than pills. They hate the lost profits from men dumping their pills. They want me to take the video down. So watch now at quickedfix.com. Discover the strange exercise that fixes ED better than pills. That's quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I have a bad habit that I look up at the phone board and don't read all the calls. And I'll look up and go, oh, somebody's calling from Monaco or Australia. I should have gone to them earlier. But I saw a lady that said, named Marie, wanted to give the black perspective on what Bundy said about, you know, blacks are such slaves on the new plantation. Would they be better off, you know, being on the old cotton plantations, to paraphrase him? He's responded and said that he meant that it's a new form of slavery, not against black folks. That's a big national news story right now, attacking him. We've got his answer to it, which I think is very measured and well-spoken, at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Clive and Bundy responds to the New York Times racism report. He was on earlier during the show today, and it's about to be updated to a full article with Harry Reid coming out responding, oh, let's get off the subject of China and his son and the companies. Let's get on to racism. Reid calls for leaders to unite in condemnation of Clive and Bundy's dangerous extremism. That way, when the other senator in the state says land rights is needed, he can say, you're racist? Oh. Nevada Senator Harry Reid released the following statement today on racist comments by Clive and Bundy, reported by the New York Times. I used to live in North Las Vegas, and it's home to some of the hardest working people I've ever met. Men and women who embody the American dream by working hard every day to build a better life for themselves and their families. By contrast, Clive and Bundy has spent decades profiting off government land while refusing to pay the same fair use fees as his fellow ranchers. He had the title before it. Today, Bundy reveals himself to be a hateful racist, but by denigrating people who work hard and play by the rules while he mooches off the public land, also revealed him to be self-hypocrite. To advance his extreme hateful views, he's already called everybody terrorists, want kids to die, remember that, Bundy has endangered the lives of innocent women and children. This is not a game. It's the height of irresponsibility to not just roll over to you and the communist Chinese. For any individual or entity in a position of power or influence to glorify or romanticize such a dangerous individual, and anyone who has done so should come to their senses and immediately condemn Bundy. For their part, national Republican leaders could help show the united front against this kind of hateful, dangerous extremism by publicly condemning Bundy. The bottom line, will you condemn the abortuaries killing 52% of blacks? Because that's what he talks about. No, you won't. The bottom line is that elected officials and those in positions of power and influence have a responsibility to unite behind the basic principle of Margaret Sanger, who said we must kill the black weeds. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't talk about the Democrat. The bottom line is the elected officials and those in positions of power or influence have a responsibility to stop the giant urban plantations where young people are being put to be put into giant prisons, the largest in the world, to be injected with deadly vaccines and brain damage beyond imagination. That's why I, Harry Reid, want to apologize for being a scumbag eugenics piece of filth on a foreign payroll. I'm sorry, he didn't say that. I was saying what he really should say. The bottom line is that elected officials, not servants, and those in positions of power or influence have responsibility to unite behind the basic race-baiting social division system where we have the moral high ground, and you have to always step and fetch everything we say or we call you racist. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble reading what he actually wrote. I'm going to try one more time. Back to Harry Reid's statement. The bottom line is that elected officials and those in positions of power. Let me do it in a Harry Reid voice. Okay, here it is. The bottom line is that elected officials and those in positions of power or influence have responsibility to unite behind the basic principles that we are a country of laws and that whatever our differences, it is unacceptable for individuals to use violence or the threat of violence to advocate their radical views, like the globalists are doing in Syria with Al-Qaeda and in Ukraine, everywhere else, and the violence of the feds aiming their guns. Shut up, hypocrite scum. It doesn't matter if Clive Bundy is a flying monkey. The point is the federal government's out of control, and we're sick of Tiananmen Square, and we're sick of you treating us like that and putting us in pens for free speech. Got it, you little piece of garbage? John in Texas, thank you for holding, sir.
My fellow salt criminal, how are you doing, pal?
I'm not doing too good right now. I just
well,
said
listen.
It.
Go ahead.
No, no, I apologize. Go ahead.
I just listened to you there, but do you know what? I'd love to buy Harry Reid a beer, because where I come from, it's a polite thing to do before you take someone outside and kick the crap out of them, is at least buy them a beer, yeah?
That does sound like a nice thing to do, Lottie.
Listen, I wanted to talk to you briefly about a couple of things. Hopefully we've got time. But Jimmy Savile, I wanted to put this Jimmy Savile guy into perspective. You know, I'm of the generation, Alec. I grew up with this guy, and he was a national treasure. And to find out what we've found out about him recently, man, it's just horrible. And I know people in this country don't know who he is. And I don't really know anyone in the American media that I could compare him to.
It'd be like if Walter Cronkite or Jimmy Carson got caught with a secret dungeon of little kids.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I mean, I can't believe this. Oh, it's just horrible. What else did I want to tell you about? Oh, God, my mind's gone blank. I've been sitting here waiting.
Well, you know he brought a lot of little special visitors to the royal family. He was the only one with the highest level entrance with no security checks to the royal persons. Wonder why. Does that creep you out?
Well, I worked for the royal family on several occasions. It was something I was quite proud of. I've since wised up and...
They acted nice when you knew them, I want to hear that, you know, to their credit. Maybe they didn't do stuff with Savile. That's not been proven. It's just very, very smelly. I mean, how was Prince Charles when you were around him?
It wasn't a very enjoyable experience, to be honest. I was his butler, and you don't know whether you're allowed to speak or not, and I didn't know. I couldn't see past his big ears if his wine glasses needed refilled, so it was a very uncomfortable evening.
Oh, my God. He does have some radar dish ears, man. Maybe he's part
Listen,
elephant.
If you'll grant me a thing, just I wanted to touch on another couple of things. Last time I spoke to you, actually, was down, I was at the hunger strike outside City Hall here in Austin. Remember that guy's protesting the fluoride?
Oh, yeah, I've met you. I thought your voice sounded familiar, John.
Yeah, yeah. And I got the word that you were possibly wanting me to do some voiceover work for you. I'd love to talk to you about that and another couple of
no,
things.
No, no, no. I've told everybody. I'm sick of every ad on the network being my voice. So I want Leanne to do an ad. Yes, I want you to come do an ad. You would be a great, you know, having you in that great Scottish accent, you know, talk about the InfoWar and or voice. So give us your number right now. We'll give you a call, put you on the list for voiceovers. Oh, you have his number. All right, brother. We will call you and have you come do an ad. We'll see how it does. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Very interesting call. Scotland via Austin, Texas. Let's go ahead and talk to Zippy Don in Colorado, where the Hemp Fest is going on right now. Go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, we had that big distraction, you know, last Sunday, Easter.
How much weed did you smoke?
No, I don't smoke that.
I'm just joking.
I guess I'm racist. I was preparing for you to say that, but...
it is racist.
Anyhow... I mean, I recently watched a documentary a while back. You know, this is old news. You know, that Tommy Chong, a.k.a. Tommy Chong, watched it and told other people, hey, I didn't know about this. And it happened years ago, and I even seen YouTube reports.
Yeah, no, no. Tommy Chong's been on the show probably 10 times, and now he was set up. And then the other guy complains at him for coming on the show. Cheech, what's his real name? Yeah, and so he doesn't come on the show. He's a listener. Go ahead.
My point is that, I mean, all four corners of the state, you know, of Colorado, there's invisible checkpoints if you have Colorado laws, a license plate.
No, that's not admitted in the news. When you go in other states, they call it probable cause to pull you over because you might have marijuana. And, man, I would get so mad, say, if Texas legalized marijuana, and when I pulled into Oklahoma, they pulled me over. They kind of already do that in Louisiana. They sit there waiting when you come across, and it's scary because they can just kill you, bury you, and it's kind of racist if you don't let them kill you, even though they're white and you're white. They just, if you don't submit to the billy club in your face, it's racist. God bless you, Zippy Don. That is really bad. You know, I'm out of time here, folks, but we got enough time for maybe one or two more calls. Michael in California, you're on the air, sir.
Hey there, Alex. How you doing today, brother?
I'm doing all right.
I hear you. I hear you. Maybe it's because you're racist. No, I'm kidding. I wanted to briefly cover, I don't know if you saw the pictures that the New York Times, most of the corporate established media, if that's what we got to call them now, have put out about the Russian troops in Ukraine. I mean, it's the same stuff they were doing in Iraq. I think InfoWars, you guys covered it. Basically taking photos that they did not vet out and publishing them as if Russian troops are in Ukraine. I'm getting sick of the inflammatory remarks and the things that we're doing.
Oh, no. I mean, look. The New York Times probably did the photoshopping. I mean, that's what I'm telling you, folks. Is that these people are out of control. But listen, if you're against a war in Ukraine, you're racist.
Exactly.
They actually said that 2 weeks ago. They put out fake flyers saying all Jews must leave Russian areas when it's the Western Ukrainians that have the racist on record. So how do they counter that? We'll just say it's the Russians. Why are you supporting racists, sir? We need to nuke Russia. That will fix racism.
Right, because that's the answer to all our problems. Anyway, Doc, I just want to thank you again. And I already see it leading to the Asian side of things with the Japanese comments coming from Obama centering around the Senkaku Islands. So they'll solve that.
Well, if you don't support China attacking Japan, you're racist. Because the Japanese did attack the Chinese during World War II, so the Chinese think they have a right to attack them. And if you're against that, you're a racist. So just learn how all this works, okay? Learn it. Do what you're told, or you're called racist.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Why people put horseshoes on their horses is so their feet don't get sore. Well, the cow is like a fingernail. Their cow's fingernail grows, and it protects their hoof where they can move around and forage and make a living. When their fingernail is wore off the quick, they can't work no more. They can't travel, and this type of problem's going on.
All right. Well, sir, we really appreciate you coming on and giving us the first breaking report on where you really stand. And I'm going to read you the quote one more time and tell me what you think of it, to tell me if it's accurate so we can get that to the White House media operations so they can correct themselves, MSNBC, CNN, Media Matters, and the New York Times. And it goes on. Here's your quote. And in front of that government house, that door was usually open, and older people and the kids, and there's always at least half a dozen people sitting on a porch. They didn't have nothing to do. Speaking of projects you saw in Las Vegas, they abort their young children, which I know they're upset you're trying to stop them from killing their kids. It's because you're racist. You want blacks not to be dead because you're racist. They abort their young children. They put their young men in jail. Yeah, you don't like all the blacks being in jail, more racism, because they never learned how to pick cotton. And I've often wondered, are they better off as slaves picking cotton and having a family life and doing things, or are they better off under government subsidy? They didn't get no more freedom. They got less freedom. And then I said, what do you mean by that? He said, well, they got a new form of slavery for old, which is the classic statement that I've heard 1,000 times, literally. Are those quotes accurate? Because you told me that's not exactly what you said.
No, that's not exactly what I've said. But you know, if you add, I'm wondering if this is what the situation is. They're better off. And they would probably be fairly correct. But though I didn't say it in that way, I did say they're aborting, the young women are aborting their babies, and the young men are in jail, and the older women and children are sitting on in front of their houses in the sidewalk, and I'm talking about government subsidy houses. And our, the other picture is when they was back in the South, they were in the front of their porch as a family unit, and they had chickens and gardens to take care of, and their men were out working. I didn't have to say nothing about picking cotton, but they were out working, and it seemed to me like their family and unit and their happiness was greater there than it is here in the city in a government subsidy home.
Wow, sir, I got to stop you. This is bombshell. This is bombshell. The New York Times just got caught with Photoshopped Russian soldiers attacking people, and they had to admit it was Photoshopped and fake. They had to retract today. You're telling me you did not say picking cotton?
No, I did not say picking cotton.
Unbelievable. Because that is just amazing. Wow. Anything else from those quotes that's inaccurate?
Well, the main thing is the family unit thing. You know what I'm talking about? They were happy as a family then, and they're a family out in the in these government subsidies or this government welfare or this government slavery, however you want to put it, those people don't seem to be happy.
Well, they're not as strong as they were, and nobody is. We're being literally domesticated. Well, Cliven Bundy, would you like the New York Times to retract then and take your actual statements that we have audio of live and correct their story?
I would appreciate that. I think they should do that, and especially if they make it a racist type thing, because I'm not racist. I've explained that to you, and like I said, right, I'll repeat that. I could probably go right out of this room right now and find that black man having given a statement here within a few minutes. But anyway, he's been in and out of my home. I have there's no difference to him than anybody else, and I think he feels welcome as anybody else.
Well, absolutely. You know, I know you've got other interview to do, but if you'd like us to call back in an hour or so and get his name and information.
Why don't you do that, and I'll have him see if I can find him here, and he can make a statement to you. That would be good.
Absolutely. I'll call your wife back, Mrs. Bundy, and we will get him on anytime he wants to in the next 2 hours, sir.
Okay. Hey, thank you.
God bless you, Mr. Bundy.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I knew what I was going to get when I called him. I said, what does this mean? He goes, I didn't really say all that. That's wrong. I meant it's one evil for another, government slavery. Because that's all conservatives ever talk about. I mean, it's just, I've heard it literally 1,000 times from black conservatives on this show. But again, that's how they do it. And they go find, a rural hayseed who might have been from 100 years ago, who'll just straight shoot you. I mean, all he talks about is everybody's got good souls on the whole earth, and it's all love, and I just hear him, and where are the minorities here? We need them here. But you know, they're in government slavery. That turns into racism. I'm telling you. It's unbelievable how they spin everything, ladies and gentlemen. They know what they're doing. And then when you're truthful, they take it and spin it. We're going to be back with what could turn into regional war, you name it. But how dare Cliven Bundy? He should want to kill every black baby out there. Then he'd be liberal.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking our hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Paul Watson is probably our hardest working star writer, and they're all great. And so I really take him, you know, off the game board to even get him on the radio with us, but I always enjoy having him on with us, and also when he co-hosts. He reports for us from London. I hired Watson when he was 19 years old. I was at 18 years old, and now he's 30. And married, and I guess there'll be first comes love, then comes marriage, then comes babies in the baby carriage. But he joins us from London to talk about some really serious issues in a moment. But I'm going to ask Watson right now, as soon as you're done with us, Watson, we're going to grab that Clive and Bundy interview we just did, edit it down for time to just, you know, his main statements, maybe about 10 minutes, as I had him on about 20, and get it up to InfoWars.com. Because if you go to DrudgeReport.com, you can see U.S. President bows the Japanese robot. Well, at least it's bowing to the Japanese, so that's customary. He's not bowing to every Saudi prince he finds, or the Queen of England. But New York Times, Bundy and the Negro, slavery better than welfare. Bundy has now denied that. There's no audio or video of him saying it. He says he did not say picking cotton, and that it was taken out of context. He was making the point that it's a new form of slavery. So Bundy says the New York Times basically discredited him to create racism. So the article is a defiant rancher savors the audience that rallied to his side in an attempt to demonize the land rights movement, the liberty movement, the states' rights movement, the property rights movement. They're going to now, guaranteed tonight, MSNBC, CNN, they've already begun in the New York Times and Huffington Post, say, oh, look, the guy Alex Jones likes and Rand Paul likes and the senator from Nevada likes, other than Harry Reid, why, they're all the Klan. I mean, that's all they got. Well, you don't like Obamacare, you're racist. Don't turn your guns on your racist. So we need to get his video out. You heard the audio, folks, your radio listeners, now. We need to go pull that off the servers. We're recording it live just minutes ago. And we need to get that to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, you don't need my big, long intro and everything. Just me saying, Clive and Money, thanks for joining us. And then his statements basically cutting out my babble. Maybe leave it to him where I explain. I knew what was going to happen when I called him because I've heard this cliche literally over 1,000 times from blacks, whites, everybody, that this is a new form of slavery. That's what it is. That's what the welfare state is, folks, is domestication control. That's all we talk about here. It's called Agenda 21. It's pointed at everybody. Blacks were seen as the most isolated group that it was kosher to attack, so it was all beta tested on them first, as Tony Brown has said many times on this show. We want to get him back on. What you see done to the black community will be done in your community next. So I want to get that video report out right now. Cliven Bundy responds to New York Times claims that he's racist, or Cliven Bundy responds to racism claims. Because it's important. It's a lot bigger than Cliven Bundy, and it's a lot bigger than what's happening out there. It's about them painting everything as racist. Everything. Now, Rand Paul's a racist. Alex Jones is deeply racist. And they didn't even show a clip of me on MSNBC when they said I'm deeply racist. Well, he influenced the Boston Bombers, and, well, this is the type of deeply racist thing that we deal with. At least with Bundy, they've got some old-timer statement they can try to twist, and that's what they do. Just like they got caught photoshopping Russian troops in, and the guy that took the photos, the freelance journalist, got mad and went public. We wrote an article about it. Kurt Nimmo wrote an article about it. Watson did a video about it. In fact, I want to get Watson's video just added to Kurt's article. That is very, very important. We're going to go to Paul Watson about the huge Ukraine situation in just a moment, but it's the same deception tactics. You know, they said Matt Drudge, the New York Times did, and others, a bunch of articles, it was a flood of articles a few weeks ago, they said Matt Drudge has been caught lying. Yeah, he said that, you know, he's going to pay the $5,000 fine this year for not getting Obamacare. Well, if you own your own small business, you as the employer, and anyone that works for you, it's $5,000 per person. That's in the law. That's happening. And they just said, no, it's not. The fine starts in 2015. For everyone, it does. For small businesses, it starts this year. I know. I have accountants. I'm getting ready to pay the fine because most of my crew doesn't want me to get them insurance. They already have their own, or they'd rather have a big paycheck and make their own decision. I've come in and said, should we have company-wide insurance, but you're going to have to pay for part of it. You know, it's not free. And they're like, no, I already have this, I already have that, or I don't want it. Well, it doesn't exist, folks. There is no $5,000 fine. The New York Times said so. There are no 2 billion plus bullets. There are no armored vehicles. There are no black uniforms. The TSA is not groping you. The State Department didn't spend $5 billion to overthrow Ukraine, even though they have the State Department. The deputy head admits they spent $5 billion. We have the video of that. You understand what I'm talking about here? The New York Times caught, again, bald-faced photoshopping, just like aluminum tubes for Iraq and yellow cake from Niger. Now, before I go back to Watson and get his breakdown on this huge Russia situation, we are funded by viewers and listeners like you. Again, the radio show is simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv in a full-on TV set, you know, document cam, guest cam, you name it. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, become a member today. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. We need your support. Each membership, 11 people can use your username. 11 people can simultaneously. Folks, if you gave it to 50 people, I doubt they'd all tune in at once at 7 o'clock to watch the nightly news and be blocked. Sometimes folks do say, no, so many people are using my passcode now, my username passcode, that I can't get on, so I bought another membership for myself. Great. For $5.95, if you can get 11 people to watch nightly news, you're doing something good. All my films, books, special live reports, The Daily Show, commercial-free audio, video, podcast, and you're supporting the very tip of the spear in the InfoWar. Separately, we developed in the last 8-9 months InfoWarsLife.com, really the last year, but we launched it about 6-7 months ago. And they are incredible proprietary products. In fact, I take them on air every day. I'm going to take my Super Male, my fluoride shield, and my Survival Shield right now on air. Survival Shield is a proprietary form of nascent iodine that has absolutely done wonders in my life. You've heard the rave reviews. And best of all, it funds this viciously pro-liberty, no apologies, hardcore transmission. So get the Survival Shield. Just try the challenge. See what it does for you. You may feel bad the first few two weeks or so. Consult your physician because it's a major detoxer. Oh, my gosh. Got to have it. I take a little bit more than you're supposed to. The fluoride shield has the nascent iodine and 5 other compounds to detoxify. So I take it with the Survival Shield. And then there is the Super Male Vitality that is really an energy booster / aphrodisiac. Just, you don't believe me, just try it out for yourself. By the way, we've had 15% off running for a few months. Folks really like it. We're just getting rid of the special, and it's always going to be the lower price now. How do you like that? And then we'll have sales from time. It'll be even less. I just want you to try it. I want to build the market, let you see how real it is so we can fund our operation. I don't have to sit here and plug stuff so much. Help fund us, get great products, great water filters, great books, films, pro-gun t-shirts. We have women's apparel made in the USA, Olan Labe for women, the best-looking women's gun t-shirt I've ever seen, just gold foil. Molon Labe with the Greek war helmet and the crossed M4s. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We also have the lung cleanse that's done wonders. Just go read about it and watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. You spray 3 shots in your mouth and then inhale. Since I've been taking it, my allergies have gone down to almost zero. And Austin's the capital of allergies. So, again, great products at great prices that fund an absolutely essential transmission, free will, free association. Buy these products if you believe in what we're doing and just see it as funding the operation. And then I know you'll come back because this is no brag, just fact. By the grace of God, we ran into the top experts and were able to develop these products to bring you the very best. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. That's how we fund our entire transmission. Now, we have some extremely grave news, ladies and gentlemen, because as each new chapter or each new page of the Ukraine global crisis unfolds, it follows what we predicted it would follow. And if cooler minds don't prevail, it is going to turn into a larger regional war, bare minimum a new Cold War that'll bankrupt us further, and let the globalists create a new Marshall Plan that the usual suspects, George Soros, is calling for. When they bankrupt Europe further, they'll blame it on the Russia conflict and cutting off Russian gas, and then get a huge multi-trillion dollar banker bailout, which they're already calling for. It's so predictable to fund their whole operation. A few months ago, 4 months ago, the Ukrainians voted across the board, in real elections, they already had a corrupt government, most governments are, Russian-backed government, but it was elected, to not join the EU, to be gobbled up. All hell broke loose when they wouldn't go into the EU dictatorship, to be sucked dry, asanguinated, like a giant spider sucking a moth dry. And when they wouldn't do that, or I liken the EU to Under the Skin, a movie I saw last night, really freaked me out. And with Scarlett Johansson, because I just kept thinking, this is the New World Order. This is what they do to our souls. One of the most powerful science fiction horror movies I've ever seen. Stanley Kubrick level genius. That's all I got to say. I will not see it twice like The Road. It's as powerful as The Road, and I cannot see it again. Haunting is what I would call it. And I just kept thinking, New World Order, New World Order. This is the spirit of the New World Order, using sexy women to sell their tyranny. Using sexy culture to sell their evil, when you're literally walking into a black lake of soul-sucking, interdimensional Satanism. whoever wrote this, in fact, I haven't looked it up who wrote it yet, definitely, like, whoever came up with Sauron and the new Lord of the Rings is dialed into some stuff. That's all I'm going to say. These people have seen, okay? Now, the point is that now they've overthrown it. They've lied and said there's giant troop movements that weren't happening, shown fake stuff from 2 years ago of Russian jets on the tarmac, done all this provocation, grabbed 93% of the country, and they claim the Russians are the ones invading the nation when all they're doing is securing their assets, not romanticizing the Russians. And now they're caught again at the New York Times. This is Kurt Nemo's article. New York Times issues back page retraction on Russian troops in Ukraine photos. I mean, the headline should be, and Kurt does a great job, the headline should be New York Times caught creating fake war propaganda in Ukraine just like Iraq. I mean, there's no end. Now, here's why Paul Watson joins us on this front, but also multiple cities. How do you pronounce this? Slavyansk has had armored vehicles, tanks, and troops. It's a pro-Russian, mainly Russian area, slam into the town, blowing up buildings. We got B-roll of that. This is going into a major civil war. The Russian foreign minister, Lavrov, said yesterday that Russians, if this kind of stuff happens, will respond just like South Ossetia and Abkhazia and Georgia in 2008. We take you now to London with Paul Watson to give us his take on this. This is really deteriorating fast. We'll see the Russians start pouring in probably. It'll end up with a divided Ukraine, the Russians with the East, NATO with the West, bare minimum. Or if NATO decides to fight the Russians, World War III. Or is it higher level stage with Putin, like Hitler and Stalin, to divide Poland, fast forward, divide Ukraine? What's your gut and intel tell you, Watson?
Well, Alex, I mean, I predicted weeks and months ago that it would end up in this sectarian civil war, and that's exactly what's unfolding.
Because that was the Brzezinski plan.
Yeah, but what's amazing is not only are they allowing that to happen, but they're actually escalating it by engaging in these hoaxes. We've seen two giant monumental fabrications in the past 2 weeks, launched basically by the post-coup Kiev government backed by the Obama administration. Of course, last week we saw this fake letter handed out to Jews in Donetsk telling them that they had to register, they had to hand in their passports and, quote, make a confession of faith. That was splashed across the mainstream media liberally. Of course, they were using it to imply that the pro-Russian forces in eastern Ukraine are Nazis who want to round up Jews and put them in camps.
When it's actually the other way around, just like with the Bundy thing, they're now supposedly racist because they don't want to abort blacks.
Yes, it's exactly the other way around. The right sector fascist neo-Nazis were put into power. They got three top government positions immediately after the Kiev coup, which itself, as you mentioned before, was backed by billions and billions of dollars of U.S. aid. The State Department, Pierre Audemars, working with the NGOs to fund that uprising in the first place, which led to neo-Nazis gaining power. So they put the neo-Nazis into power, they armed them, and then they accused Russia of doing exactly what they've done. So after that came out as a hoax, the local rabbi in Donetsk said this is complete fabrication. The individual who supposedly signed the letter came out and said, I never signed this letter. They made it up. It was a complete fabrication to demonize the pro-Russian forces. When every time you look at them, they've got swastikas crossed out. They've got anti-fascist signs, regalia. And it's the neo-Nazi right sector that literally wear the Waffen-SS armbands who are marching around in Ukraine with guns and weapons. So we had that complete hoax. The mainstream media kept reporting it for days after it was already a proven hoax. Then they had to retract. Now we've had this one over the past few days. The post-Kiev government produced this dossier of evidence claiming that Russian special forces troops that were active in Georgia in 2008 were now active in eastern Ukraine. So, of course, making the claim that not only were they influencing that, but they were actually directing the anti-government protest attacks on government buildings in eastern Ukraine. So it turned out that, again, it was complete fabrication. The Obama administration took the evidence, presented it, then the New York Times regurgitated it. Basically, they present photos of so-called Russian special forces in Georgia and then in eastern Ukraine 6 years later. One, the Russian Special Forces soldier that is pictured is a completely different guy to the one that was in Georgia back in 2008. Then they present another individual with a full balaclava face mask on and say, look, this is the same guy who was in Georgia as was in Crimea recently, a Russian Special Forces soldier. You couldn't tell it was the same guy. His face was completely covered. Nobody could even tell. They later had to backtrack on it after the BBC did an analysis and basically were honest for a change and said there's no evidence that these are the same guys. Yet this was presented as bombshell evidence by both Kiev and the Obama administration and then dutifully regurgitated by the New York Times. Turns out it's a hoax. Of course, the original report was on page A1. The retraction is on page 9. So again, they bury it deep down into the newspaper. But again, it shows you they're so desperate to escalate, even though it threatens literally World War III, that they're now engaging in blatant fabrications to do so.
Well, most wars get started that way. About a week ago, I was on the street downtown, and some guy goes, man, why are you supporting the Russians in Ukraine? And I go, are you Ukrainian? He goes, no, I'm Polish. I said, I'm not supporting the Russians. I just don't want a war. I don't have a dog in the fight. And he goes, well, just so you know, the Russians are going to purge the Jews, the letter. And I went, no, that's been admitted to be fake. And he goes, you conspiracy theorist.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Folks are raised. Silver spoon in their hand. Ooh, don't they help themselves?
Tell the folks are born. Make the way to fly.
The red, white, and blue. The red, white, and blue.
And when the band plays, help to the deep blood, no. They point the cannon at you.
It ain't
ain't me.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Harry Reid's son.
The tax man gives him the key to the land. And when you find it, nothing left for school in hell.
And it's the ones robbing everybody that keep talking about welfare and how they love everyone. Everyone's racist with them. It's a really good song. Going back to Paul Watson. Paul, it's like we're sitting here on the eve of destruction, just calmly watching the globalists that run our country try to overthrow Syria with Al-Qaeda, try to start a war with Russia. You got Lavrov saying if you continue to attack Russian-held areas, we're going to attack you and respond like Georgia. And then today, for those that don't know, Kiev military op, Ukrainian army tanks smash into Russian-held towns. And we've got some of the B-roll that we can show folks up on Infowars.com. We do have that B-roll on our video list as well. Burning buildings, smoking cars, rocket attacks. You name it, and we'll roll some of that while Paul Watson is talking. Paul, why do you think the globalists that run the West are this crazed? Because in their everyday lives, they're very craven, very cowardly criminals. But when it comes to the world destruction, they seem to be very bold. Do you think there's some type of backroom deal with Putin that he'll get part of Ukraine and they'll get the other part? Because I don't really see that, though in the past those type of deals are done.
I haven't seen any evidence to that effect, Alex. Obviously, they've adopted a new tactic of provocateuring these faux color revolutions around the world, and some of them get out of hand, as this one has, obviously. Now, as you mentioned, in Slavyansk, they've got Ukrainian tanks rolling in. They've shot dead five anti-government protesters. And again, you know, anti-government protesters in Kiev, when they're storming buildings, that's a good thing. When it happens for the pro-Russian side, it's a bad thing. You know, when they've got fighter jets rolling in, armored vehicles, artillery. If Assad does that in Syria, that's a bad thing. But if the new post-coup Washington-approved Kiev government does it, it's a good thing. So we're not pro-Russia. We're anti-hypocrisy. And I'm sick of hearing this Russian propaganda thing every time you turn on CNN. Russian propaganda, Russian propaganda. As if they couldn't entertain for a second the notion that there's NATO propaganda, there's EU propaganda, there's Washington propaganda. It's just the level of intelligence that they afford to their viewers is so minimal, it's a complete insult.
And we're showing what looks like Russian helicopters that the Ukrainians have. I don't know if those are Heinz or Floggers or whatever, there's a bunch of them. But the point is that those look like Heinz coming in. Yeah, those are Ukrainian that I guess they got from the Russians previously, I guess, for war with the Russians. I mean, this is not a good situation, Paul. But I guess what really matters is the missing Malaysian airplane, right? Or did you hear about the latest with Lady Gaga? She thinks her uterus is possessed.
That's the top story. That's what we should all be talking about, Alex.
Miley Cyrus has been swinging around on a wrecking ball. Did you hear about Jay-Z?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Google, what do you think about the FBI saying that there is a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on the cats on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed.
trying to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
The home of the doctor.